This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059, and on the Odyssey app. You can get us there. It's free. And the podcast, go listen to it after the program if you miss anything. It is a Thursday. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, did that traffic guy say his name was Johnny A-hole?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's
right.
His name.
That's his name?
Don't make fun of it either.
I'm not. I just wonder know if I heard it right. I'm Johnny A-hole with Denver traffic.
Johnny A-hole has had to live with that name for his entire life.
I got it. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Some people drop their names when they go to radio. But not Johnny A-hole.
Not Johnny A-hole. He's like, this is a power name.
You ready for a big weekend?
I am.
I am, too.
I am, indeed.
I am, too. Indeed. I'm traveling today. Are you going today?
Nope, I changed it just now.
Just now?
Yeah.
Right now?
On the app. On the United app, yeah.
So you're going tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Just like, can't make it today? Don't feel up to it?
I was just like, you know what? I get in so late. Just changed it. That's what I love about having an app, a flight app. They literally just let me change it.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect today when I get to the airport. I don't know if it's going to be action-packed or if it's going to be just kind of, just a regular day out there. I don't know how people travel on Memorial Day.
Well, I know, shout out to my friends. They're on their way up to Vail.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're driving right now. Yep. They're going to Vail.
Yeah, a lot of people getting out of town.
It's going to be beautiful up there.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's supposed to be a nice weekend, right? Yeah.
I think Sunday there's supposed to be some rain showers. And actually today my app said, when she woke me up, she said there's going to be scattered thunderstorms today.
Oh, well, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Well, you're going to have probably a lot of them. You'll have tornadoes.
I'm going to Tornado Alley.
You are.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Going to be a big weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Our buddy Rick Crandall's coming in today.
Oh, good.
Coming in studio in the 8 o'clock hour. He does that Freedom Memorial over here. Well, he started it. He's the
founder.
Right?
Call it, you guys, the man.
The man.
Did you get enough sleep last night?
I did. Why?
Because you seem very mellow today.
No. Not at all.
Okay.
Got a lot on my mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Usually you're like, jazzed up. It's a Thursday. Everything's woo. You're like, so Alice 105.9. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll pick it up.
Okay. All right. Just pick it up. And
I'll take it to a new level.
Okay.
If you
good.
Want me to.
All right. I would love that. Yeah. But
the next thing I'm going to play is our elephant controversy.
Oh, the one I told you about? The Tina and.
No, we've got a new one.
No, no, no.
Oh, there's another one?
We've got our own. Colorado.
Oh, we do?
Colorado has one.
Oh, man. Because there was a. Tina and Billy, they got snuck out in the middle of the night in L.A.
Yeah.
to go to like Omaha or something,
Tulsa.
Right? Tulsa, right. In the middle of the night. Cher is so mad. I didn't know we had our own.
Yeah, we've got our own. Well, we didn't have one up until yesterday.
Okay.
And now it's popped up. Imagine that. Two big elephant stories, back to back.
This is going to be a great show today,
man,
friends.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm getting fired up.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. I had the plug shower
going.
This morning.
Nice.
I feel refreshed. Feeling good.
Good. Yeah, solid.
They don't want elephants at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, I did see that. Huzzah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're very upset about the elephant. I say let us have the elephant.
I didn't even know we had elephants at the Renaissance Festival.
I've never been.
I haven't been to this one. I went to the one in Kansas City, and all I know is it's women that are cinched up and they have gigantic knockers. I mean, just the biggest knockers you've ever seen.
Corsets all over the place.
Just Renaissance knockers for days.
How have I not gone to that?
Exactly. It's like your cup of tea.
I mean, if you're got knocker heaven down there.
Exactly.
And I have ever been?
Yeah.
That's just sacrilege.
And then people just walk around with these big chicken legs or turkey legs or
turkey
something.
Turkey legs, yeah.
And they just say, huzzah, way too much.
Huzzah!
Yeah, like all the time. You're just
I gotta go.
No, you're just like, shut the hell up. Don't say huzzah.
I've already heard it. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. Welcome to the program. It is a Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. What a beautiful morning in Colorado.
Ooh. I'm kind of disturbed.
Why?
Well, I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody said, hi, I'm just writing you guys because it's our Textnado. By the way, what's our Textnado number?
303-22-ALICE.
Right. So they just said, you guys were talking about the turkey legs at the Renaissance Festival, and I know for a fact those are baby emu legs. There's no way. Because if you look at an emu, their legs are really long and scrawny. But then again, chicken legs are long and scrawny too. Are we eating emu instead
There's
of turkey?
There's no way.
This is a revelation if this we are. This is earth.
There's no way.
This is, shattering.
Yeah.
Earth. Breaking.
Yeah.
Or breaking news.
Right.
It's crazy.
It is.
Emu?
Emu.
Boy, they're delicious, though.
Well, I know, but I'm disturbed. And baby emu?
Yeah.
It's a 6-foot chicken.
That just seems wrong.
I mean, literally, I knew a guy that had an emu, and you know what he called it?
What?
A 6-foot chicken.
A 6-foot chicken.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is, yes, they are turkey legs, and yes, they are made of turkey meat.
Okay.
But
right.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't either.
We could be getting fooled.
They could be fooled. I mean, people eat horse some places.
I will say, for anyone texting that's very reckless.
It is reckless.
To start something like that.
That's a big rumor, friends.
It's not true.
That
okay?
is a big
that
rumor.
That is reckless, because, you know, those 6-foot chickens, they need to be protected.
6-foot chicken!
And we're not going to eat them. Although, I wonder what they taste like.
I don't know.
I love those emu commercials.
I do, too.
Aren't they great?
Yeah, what is that? Some kind of insurance, right?
Yeah, I think so.
The emu.
Liberty Mutual.
Yeah, he went off of, it's Biberty.
Biberty, yeah.
Yeah,
Biberty.
It's Biberty.
Biberty.
Yeah. I love those.
I do, too. Anyway, moving
all right,
on.
All right, let's get to the elephants then. All right, that's a great seg there, Jamie.
Yeah,
The emus to the elephants. As you know, there's been a big story out of L.A. about these elephants that Cher just absolutely loves.
Billy and
these.
Tina.
Who?
Billy and Tina.
Is that actually their names?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Billy and Tina.
Yeah.
And they shipped them out of California into Tulsa just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
I wonder why they did it in the middle of the night.
So, because everybody was protesting, and they had to get it out of there.
Yeah.
They had to get them out of there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. So had to sneak them out of town,
yep.
Across state lines, I guess. All right, so this is going on at the Renaissance Festival. I guess they have elephants. I've never been down there, so I didn't know this. The people that supply the elephants, the company's name is Trunks and Humps.
Trunks and Humps?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay.
Sounds like a hot weekend, doesn't it?
It really does.
Little Trunks and Humps.
Yep.
Yeah. Trunks and Humps has been supplying the elephants, and there's some people here in town that are fed up with it.
Well, you've seen it there, like at the festival. If you've been to it in the past, people are able to ride and interact with the elephants, and some people just aren't happy about that. It's actually called the Elephant Experience at the Ren Festival, and they're actually facing intense opposition, with DU's Animal Law Clinic claiming the exhibit violates state law here in Colorado. So they sent a letter to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife threatening legal action if a permit is issued to the company Trunks and Humps. The group cites the Traveling Animal Protection Act passed in 2021 as the basis for their claim. The owner of Trunks and Humps, Bill Swain, has not yet commented or responded to us.
The law was passed in 2021, and Trunks and Humps has been flagrantly violating this law ever since then, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife refuses to do anything about that.
For now, live in Denver, Courtney from Fox.
There you go. Oh, yeah. There's the full report, Jamie. Trunks and Humps has been violating the law, according to them, and they shouldn't have those elephants. I don't think I'd ride an elephant.
I have.
You
yeah.
have?
Yeah.
Was it a great experience?
They're tall.
Yeah. And it's kind of scary because I was little. I was like in a cage.
Yeah.
Like, surrounded, so I didn't fall off. But it was a little scary.
Yeah. And you know, we've seen too many of the videos where they go rogue.
Yeah.
And you're on top of the elephant going like, this could happen. This thing could get mad and kill everybody, and I'd be on the top of it.
That's exactly how I feel about it, because elephants seem to have this personality that they can just flip on a dime.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They're bipolar.
Kind of like a wife, you know?
Exactly.
They can flip on a dime, and before you know it, you're in good graces with an elephant, and then you're on its bad side.
And you don't
kinda
even
like
know,
a wife.
And you don't even know what you did wrong.
No, kind of like a wife.
We got it.
Isn't it great that we have our own elephant controversy, though?
Yeah, right.
I mean, California, up yours, pal.
Yeah, we've upstaged it.
We've got one, too.
That is crazy. I mean, whatever. I don't think that they belong there. I'm sure it's really scary, right? Like, all those people. And you're
what else he got to do, though? What else does the elephant have to do? He's going to, what, stand in a pool somewhere and just splash his back?
That's what they were saying about the L.A. Zoo, is that the confinement, they're so bored. They just walk, and they've made this path, you know, like a motorcycle track, just in a circle. That's all they're doing, is just walking in a circle.
Yeah.
Because they're so bored. So maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something else to do.
And not only that, who comes up with the idea to start Trunks and Humps where you're out trafficking elephants?
Right? Yeah, where do they keep them?
Yeah. Well, what the hell's that all about?
In their backyard?
Can you call Trunks and Humps and order any kind of animal? Let's say I need an orangutan today.
For a birthday party?
Yeah.
Well, there are those traveling, you know, pet things that come to your house for birthday parties.
They do?
Yeah.
I know you can get ponies.
Yeah, I had a ponies. I had three ponies for my son's birthday party. It was the saddest thing, you guys. They were little Shetland ponies, and it was his, fourth birthday party, and they put them on there, and they walked them down the sidewalk, and they brought them back. The lady did. Oh, my God.
You are no different than the Renaissance Festival.
I really am.
You're trafficking ponies.
Little ponies. What else do they have to do?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. This is a gig for the elephants. You know? I mean, what are you going to do? Just stick them in retirement forever?
Yeah,
no. God. Let them work a little bit, man. Do the Renaissance Festival. What the hell? Right?
Maybe you should make it your...
Very passionate.
I see that. Maybe you should make it your thing to try and go the Renaissance, take your son this year.
I bet you he would love it.
He would love it.
Yeah, I think I might do that. I'd like to see some jousting.
Well, yeah.
They have a big long pole.
Yeah.
They try to knock each other off.
At least in Kansas City, they do little shows everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like throughout the crowd and stuff.
They have them every couple hours. They're scheduled. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I might make that appearance then.
No, you're not going to go, are you?
No. Haven't been in 22 years. What are you talking about? But I can say it on the air.
Right.
What the hell? Oh, I'll be there. I'll see you there, folks.
Yeah. Just like yesterday when I found out you didn't actually use the rowing machine. You just sat on it.
I was a sandwich.
What?
Eating ice cream.
Lord. Oh,
well. Can't find the power cord.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, man.
I heard.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here in the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Yep.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Dare to dare to dare. All right. There is, I don't even know what we should do about this. It's just crazy. Just crazy.
What is it?
Schmidel? Schmidel?
Hello?
Hi.
What's up?
You got to find the diss track that Cardi B's ex-husband just laid down Offset.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got to find that. This might be shocking. I don't even know what's in it. I can't find it yet.
Yeah.
So it just came to
diss
me.
Diss track.
Yeah, the diss track. So you know that that she is, Cardi B, is dating that New England Patriot wide receiver. His name is Stephon Diggs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God, yes. They were so in love at the game.
They are?
Yeah, they were in New York, and they were sitting, you know, courtside, and they were just lovey-dovey, and man, Offset is so mad, he wrote a freaking diss track.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got to find it.
We got to find it. We got to find out what it says. This is shocking news, friend.
Schmidel, you know, I mean, drop the old the whole search thing for Honey Boo Boo for now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
we need to find this diss track, okay?
Yep.
Honey Boo Boo back burner.
Got I it? Found it, but I'm going to have to edit it. We're not going to be able to.
I know,
to
but anyway. I would just, I would also, well, not only that, but I don't even know what he says when he sings. So if you could just get the lyrics.
Okay. Yeah.
So I could just read
it. I got you.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, we don't have to play it.
No, this is shocking, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't expect to wake up to this morning.
Yeah. Hey, the, I know.
Hey, speaking of football players and marriages and stuff, you know, relationships.
Yeah.
Do you see where Travis Hunter is getting married this weekend?
To that girl?
Wow. Whoa. Hang on a second. Leanna, what's her name?
Leanna Golddigger. Lanae? No, last name Golddigger.
Listen. She's a very attractive...
Leanna Bitchy Pants.
He's not exactly the most beautiful person himself.
No, but she's Bitchy Pants.
She is?
Oh, my
How
God.
How do you know?
Because remember that whole controversy where she went after the fans? And
yeah,
then,
she caught a lot of heat.
And then she went after him. Like, why'd you play so bad?
Well, she looks like just a wonderful person to me. I didn't know that.
Don't they have a kid together?
I don't know.
Yes, I think they do.
Here she is.
Why is that on your phone?
Is that your
Well,
screensaver?
It's in my feed. I
it
just blew it.
It does look like a screensaver.
Look, it's there, and I just blew it up.
I mean, she's got a cute butt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the one that Dion doesn't like at all. He tried to talk him out of getting with her.
I wonder if he signed a prenup, does it say?
I don't know. No, it doesn't say.
I bet they did.
They're getting married in Nashville this weekend.
Well, good for him. Yeah. I mean, he did defend her and say, look, she was with me since the beginning, blah, blah, blah.
As long as he's happy.
Well, she bitches at him a lot, like all, as you would say, wives. So she just started early.
I'm glad you said it and I didn't.
What? You compared your wife to an elephant earlier.
Hey. We don't have to go back in time. You know,
think you're leaving
if
town.
People want to hear that, they can go get the podcast.
It's like, what in the hell?
Yeah, this is pretty cool, though. He's getting married this weekend. Man, is his life changed. He goes from being a senior in college, winning a Heisman Trophy, getting a high draft pick, and now he's getting married.
Man.
This guy, he's moving.
He's such a nice kid, though.
Seems like it.
Yeah, that when that whole thing on the United flight where he didn't know, I mean, that lady didn't know who he was, and she said that he helped her with everything and helped her with get her tray table down and put her luggage up and didn't say a word that, hey, do you know who I am or anything like that. Yeah. It wasn't until everybody was congratulating as they were walking by him, and she's like, you seem very popular. And he's like, oh, my name is Travis, ma'am.
Yeah.
She didn't. He didn't even go into it, like who he was or anything.
Yeah, he does
like
seem nice. Isn't his dad in lockup or something?
Yeah,
he's in trouble.
I think he's on parole, maybe.
Yeah.
Because remember, he got permission to fly?
Yeah, he got it twice. In fact, he went to the NFL draft. Remember that? He went up to Milwaukee or wherever it was, Green Bay. And then he got permission again last week to go to Vegas.
Yeah, so, I don't know. He seems like a great kid. Good kid.
Yep.
Let's see here. The Diddy trial. Oh, the Punisher was on TMZ.
What exactly is his role?
You don't want to know.
Is it that bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a male escort.
Oh,
yeah.
Punisher.
Yeah, he's a male escort that they would hire for stuff. You know, clean the house and stuff.
Yeah.
In a maid's outfit. All right, well, anyway, he's on TMZ. Here he is, number one.
Did they explain where they were going? Because I was confused about that when you walked off the stand. honestly, that was my personal experience too, being confused. I remember when investigators first approached me in March of 2024, before any charges, allegations. I basically told them, "Hey guys, I have nothing for you. I didn't see any violence. I didn't get any cues to her being in distress and any cues or anything that I mentioned," which I did say there was some wincing and some sighing and stuff. That was in hindsight. If there was never any allegations, I would have never even perceived it as being an issue to even point out. So I'm just as confused as you. I still, to this day, I'm like, I don't know why I testified. I always believed my testimony, if it was any benefit, might have benefited the defense.
Yeah.
So that's what Harvey's point was with the Punisher is like, but they think that they brought him in so the jury would be like, oh my God, you know, kind of like the stories like are insane. But it didn't do anything for the case because he was in New York and all this, you know, cleaning of the house happened in New York. So there was no trafficking.
I've yet to see a smoking gun on this trial.
Well, there is some. They found eye drops with a bunch of drugs and eye drops.
No.
Yep.
You're kidding.
Nope.
They did.
What
was it being? They would put it in eyedrop containers to consume?
I guess so. Well, or maybe to put them in their eyes. I don't know. Maybe they were absorbed through their eyeballs. Yeah, they had all kinds of drugs in eyedrops. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, that's just weird.
Isn't that weird?
I could see drugs in like soda. Something you consume, eye drops, you drop them in your eyes and that gets you high.
Well, I'm sure it goes through the system, right?
Crazy.
Yep. I mean, there's prescription eye drops, so it goes through your whole system.
Well, yeah, but I would think, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the drug world. I don't know eye drops.
You know, there are people out there, no, I'm being serious, that like use eye drops every single day.
Yeah.
That does not seem to dilate those whatever those red things are help. Anyway, it just seems dangerous to me.
Like, me too.
It seems like they should stay red if they're red.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And people like literally use them every single day.
I refuse to use them because they're so poisonous.
Because they'll roll in your mouth and you'll die.
Yeah, if you drink eye drops, I mean that's.
I'm always scared of that too.
Really,
it goes
bad.
In your mouth. Yeah.
But yeah, I know exactly what they taste like because they've always gone into your mouth, right? But I have a little tip, just the tip of how you get eye drops into your eye, actually into your eye. All right, so you lay down, right? You're laying down. Oh man, I could totally use a nap right now. Right? That's all good. You lay down and you drop it right in the corner. You keep your eyes closed. You drop it right in the corner of your eye. Okay? And then you open your eye and it goes right in.
Oh.
So if you have a little kid that it's because remember my son's eye got blown out with a power washer?
Yeah.
And they told me to do it like that because it's impossible to get eye drops in a little kid's eyes. So you just have them lay down. You put it right in the corner. And then when they open their eyes, it goes right in automatically. Huh. Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I know.
I told you. I knew nothing about eye drops.
Well, I know everything about them, apparently. Apparently. All right. What else? Finally, there's a dangerous trend sweeping the nation. It's called carrot maxing. What? Now, it doesn't go up your butt. I know that's what you're thinking, but that's not it. Instead, TikTokers are eating massive amounts of carrots in an attempt to become tan. Here it is.
People all over the internet are saying that eating carrots once a day will give you amazing benefits. I actually did my own research on this and it actually says that there are some benefits. Eating real raw carrots once a day will give you a good tan. These people right here are kind of living proof that carrot maxing actually kind of works. Carrots have also been shown to have face slimming effects. And you guys, I'm not one of your corny looks maxers. This stuff actually kind of works. People are also saying that they've seen changes in at least 2 weeks. So if you want to start carrot maxing, it's really not that hard. Just one carrot a day.
That is dumb.
Well, it actually does work. However, if you get too much of that stuff, you have to go to the ER and you could die.
Yeah, a couple of TikTokers went to the ER.
Yeah, so that's why one carrot a day, right?
Yeah.
But that Tracy girl on the Partridge Family, I guess she always felt like she was really, really pale.
Yeah.
And then that she ate a bunch of carrots because she also felt fat. And then on the Partridge Family, she turned orange.
No kidding.
Yeah, real juice.
Hey, Spadil, why don't you ship a crate of carrots to Taylor Swift?
Yeah, great idea. If you Google Tracy from the Partridge Family, it'll say that she turned orange. Son of
that
a gun.
Wild.
You know how I know this, because once you work with a Partridge Kid, that Danny Bonner douchebag, you learn stuff like that. Yeah. Ask me anything about the Partridge Family, yeah. I can tell you. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
That's a hell of a report.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
That eyedrop technique, that's the one that killed it.
Well, you know, it's just here because, listen, you someday you're going to need eye drops for your kid.
I will.
And you will never be able to put them in there.
I'm saying thank you.
You are welcome.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.